This is Just Women every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklyn's Radio.
I'm pleased to welcome to the show Carolyn Cross, Principal of Omni Academy. Hello there, Carolyn.
Hi, Jackie.
Thanks very much for joining us and welcome to the Just Women show. So before we find out all about Omni Academy, it'd be really interesting to find out a bit about your background, because you've had an amazing background, haven't you, working on cruise ships, hotels, and even presenting a radio show.
I have, and thank you for having me. But as you quite rightly said, you know, I've been in this industry over 40 years. I don't quite like to say that very often. And obviously now I've let everybody know, so they all know. But I started in the beauty industry when I was 16. I went to a private training academy in central London at the time. It's obviously a long time ago. And from there, I've kind of carried on, worked in salons. As you quite mentioned there, I worked on cruise ships, which was amazing. But I actually, as time went by, I ended up going back to the training school that I trained at, funny enough. They invited me back to become a teacher. And as you said, obviously, there are other things that I dropped in the line. Like, I did a radio show. I've done some TV. I've represented BABTAC as their chairman, which is the British Association of Beauty Therapists and Cosmetologists, which took me to all different places. Got very much involved in some government policies about our beauty industry. So I've been very much involved in actually writing standards as well. So there's a lot there that I've done. But one of the things, as I was saying, I got invited back to the academy that I originally trained in, which was called the London Institute of Beauty Culture, which was in central London in Tottenham Court Road. And from then, which is what drove me and gives me my passion for teaching and educating, and hence my academy came about. So
when did you actually set up Omni Academy, and why in Walton-on-Thames, Surrey?
Yeah, of course. Well, I actually set it up in 2008, the early beginning of the year. I've been teaching and examining all around the world, and I really very much passionate about education and educating women and this fabulous career, which can take you to all different angles. And I opened up a one room in Walton-on-Thames. And the reason Walton-on-Thames is because I live locally. I used to live in Molesey. So it was lovely and close. It's got a nice buzz about it. It's, you know, half an hour from central London. You've got a town there, so the students could get out and feel a bit part of a community rather than stuck somewhere where they couldn't have any access. So that's how it all came about. And as I said, I found a room. It was just me on my own, and the rest is history, really.
Yes, indeed. And so you've expanded. So you were doing beauty courses and aesthetics, and now you're expanding even further with the launch of hairdressing courses. That's very exciting.
Absolutely. So when we launched in 2008, as I said, it was just myself, and I was just really doing the beauty industry. So it was additional level two and level three beauty courses. But things evolve. I think as any business owner listening to this will know, you cannot sit still. You have to move forward. And yeah, we've been challenged more than anything this year. So one of the things with Omni is that we've also moved in the sense of how the industry's changed and what it's dictated. So we've advanced our courses, and now we are offering a whole suite of aesthetics courses, which are, you know, advanced practitioner in skin health and aesthetics, which is incredibly popular. So, you know, students can come along now and just follow that route purely and go into the advanced sort of skincare that's out there in salons and clinics now. So that's quite amazing. But I've always wanted to expand further. And, you know, hairdressing, I'm not a hairdresser. I needed to find somebody that I could work with as a partner in the hairdressing side of the industry. And I have a very, very good friend who I've taught with for many, many years called Sam, who's come on board as my director of hair. So she's come into the business with the hairdressing side, and that is launching. Well, it's launched now, but the courses kick off in September. So this is about taking students out of maybe an FE college into a private environment so they can learn their hairdressing skills in the same way as the beauty, in that private, more nurturing environment. And hey presto, the hairdressing apprenticeship courses and private courses have been launched.
Well, how very exciting. Yes. And what's the response been like?
Really good. I mean, we've approached a lot of salons because, you know, an apprentice is one way of learning the skill. And it's very traditional that hairdressing apprenticeships are there. A lot of the FE colleges don't run those courses now for various reasons, I'm sure. But we have decided to embrace it. We are a prime provider for apprenticeship training. So we approached a lot of salons, sending information out to them about why perhaps they'd want to send an employee if they have one that wants to do an apprenticeship course. And obviously, why would they want to come to Womney? You know, good question. Why would you want to go to you and not down to your local FE college? Well, the reason being behind that is because we actually specifically approach in a much more nurturing, caring way than they ever could possibly do in an FE college, because they don't have the resources there. They don't have that functionality to be able to offer that kind of close connection. And, you know, the apprenticeship programs have changed quite dramatically now. This is about making sure that an apprentice gets taught and delivered the skills that the salon wants, not the traditional rollout that then the salons feel, okay, we've got to retrain them again. That is not the approach. So we've had some great response. We've had quite a few salon owners call us wanting to find out why we're different. And that's always a good question to ask. And we've had people enrolling on now. So it's, yeah, it's exciting, Jackie, really exciting.
Yes. And you've got, you also help students find placements at salons too, don't you?
We do. So you, there's different ways of approaching it. So some salons can approach us because they have girls in the salon that perhaps started as Saturday girls and they want to go and do an apprenticeship. So they have somebody already there employed. The other alternative is actually if, you know, any parents listening or any possible students listening, and you can be any age to do an apprenticeship. Let me remind everybody there, it's not always necessarily for your 16-year-olds. And if they are looking to thinking, well, actually, I want to become and do a hairdressing course, I'd like to do an apprenticeship, they can approach us and then we will send them out to salons that are specifically looking for hair apprentices. Now, we do interview everybody because one of the things we need to know that you've got the right passion. Passion actually is always a great starting point if you want to start learning. So we make sure they've got the right attitude, the right approach. So when they go to a salon to ask if they're interested to employ them, the salon's going to think, yeah, this student is exactly the kind of future employee that I'm looking for. So, you know, it's a different way and approach, Jackie, which really has always worked very well for us with our beauty. We've been doing apprenticeships for over 7 years in the beauty industry. So, yeah, it works incredibly well for us.
And you also offer flexible learning for adult courses, don't you?
We do. So this isn't just about apprenticeship. So, you know, this year has been the most, or in fact, it's longer than a year now. We've, you know, a lot of people have sat and reflected about what they're doing career wise and where they want to change. And we're getting a lot of students calling us up and saying, you know, I've always wanted to do this. You know, this is the time that I've actually sat back and reflected and I want to come into either the hair or the beauty industry or the aesthetics industry. And this is now. So we are able to offer courses. Somebody may want to come in and just do a cutting course, for example. They can come and do that. And they can come and do it via the private route. And we offer funding that's available and we offer options where there's finance available, which is 0% interest. So we've looked at every possible angle to be able to give people, students the best possible start, both men and women, because, you know, this career is one of the most flexible careers that you can possibly find. Yes, it's had an interesting ride during the pandemic, but my goodness me, is it booming?
Yes, absolutely. Well, everyone started to think about hairdressing, didn't they, during the lockdown when they had to cut their own hair? And of course, you've got a lot of people coming off furlough and being made redundant, sadly, because of the pandemic, looking to retrain.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's a very flexible industry. And, you know, unfortunately, because of the redundancies and things, it does often give a person a chance to sit down and reflect and think, do you know what? This is going to work for me. So, you know, we've seen a lot of calls coming in. We are addressing a lot of schools, so we can go out to schools and talk to schools about students. We're not able to do it at the moment, but we can do that through Zoom meetings and virtual sort of meetings with classes. So yeah, it's a chance for everybody to sit and reflect and think, you know, I've always wanted to do this. And it's been a brilliant industry. It's been fabulous for me. Obviously, I can sit here sitting comfortably saying I've been in it for this length of time, but you know, absolutely, it's enabled me to grow and develop with my family and, you know, and open this business later in life. I didn't open my academy until I was in my mid-40s. So, you know, I'm very much a woman who says there is nothing stopping you. And if anybody says, oh, I'm a bit old to do this, that is probably the worst excuse ever, because maturity is so much on your side in so many ways when you come into a vocational industry. And there's never a time when it's too late to start doing this. So even if you're sitting there with your coffee listening to this show thinking, I've been doing this job for 30 years, could I do it? Yes, you can.
Absolutely. Well, that's fantastic. That's really great to know. But I was also interested to see that you're offering all sorts of courses in the hair and beauty. And one of them that was quite interesting is bridal and boho styling. That looked very interesting.
Yeah. So again, if somebody's interested in perhaps following the makeup route, but wants to do weddings and wants to do hair up or proms or anything for special occasions. So with Sam, we've actually got together, and also our makeup therapist, who's a teacher, who's there too, that we can offer a course where we can actually, you know, if you want to just think, that's where I want to go. I want to do makeup. I want to do hair. That's where my passion is. Or even want to get involved in being an influencer or Instagram or something like that, but want to learn those skills. So we're offering courses where you can learn hair up, boho. Took me a while to understand what that meant, Jackie. Well, yeah, I knew you were going to test me on this. It's kind of almost like shabby chic. I think that's probably a great way of describing it. So it's where it goes up, and it's taken ages to look at it, but it looks like you've just stuck it up with a few pins.
Sounds wonderful.
Like that kind of slight tussled look, but it looks beautiful, absolutely beautiful, and it's obviously an option a lot of brides are going for. So I hope I'm actually describing this well. If Sam's listening to this, she's either probably shaking her head, but hopefully that's correct. But it means that somebody can come on and just do these courses specifically in that skill. That's where their passion is. There's no point coming on something if you think, well, I know it's part of that course, but I don't really want to do that, because you won't enjoy it. And this is about enjoying. And when you enjoy and you love something, you know, everything falls into place.
Yes. And also the thing is that people can do it flexibly, can't they? So they can do weekends and evenings.
Yes, they can. So, you know, gone are the days of your college days where you actually go in and that's it. It's stuck on a timetable. We now have offer and we put in place flexible classing. So we actually have evening classes running, and you can build a whole qualification just by attending the evenings and weekends as well. So we run Saturday classes too. With the salons, we run our apprenticeships courses on a Monday, because we know traditionally salons are shut on a Monday. And that's a time to actually train up the apprentices without them affecting and inflicting the time that they're actually going to be in the salon. And additionally, Jackie, going back to the apprenticeships, in any salon owners out there, this is for hair and beauty, the government will pay you up to £4,000 at the moment as a grant to take on an apprentice. And this has been an amazing incentive that's been put into place to help support this vocational industry to get back on its feet. And it's a fantastic way of actually thinking, okay, this is going to work for me. So yeah, again, if you're interested to find out more about that, just give us a call.
That sounds really interesting. Thank you for that. And also, the other thing is that Omni Academy helps students find jobs at the end of the courses.
We do. We do, Jackie. We've actually, we have a very strong network with salons that contact us that are looking for staff. And we've got a lot of girls that they come back repeat after repeat looking for, you know, staff to come and work in their salons. That's a great endorsement for us. But also it's a great option for knowing that if that student comes along and they're thinking, OK, at the end of the course, where am I going to go? We'll sit and do a careers talk with them, and we can advise them of whose salons are looking. We run a job page. We have a student alumni page where past and present students can sign into, and we post up a lot of things there and information for them. So yeah, we really do want this to see as an ongoing career.
Because there are so many options, aren't there, with both these careers, because they could be working on TV, film, and or even starting their own business.
Absolutely. I mean, Sam's worked on film, I've worked on film, so we've all had those kind of tasters of how it is and what it's like. So, you know, it's one of the careers on the hairdressing and the beauty where, you know, it isn't just a salon. There are lots of options and lots of avenues you can go through, so you can almost like mold and adjust depending where you want to go. So there are loads of options on this, and it's all very well me saying loads, but, you know, as I said, you can be a salon owner, you can work mobile, you could, you know, set up your own business. And I'm really passionate about that, because I don't think anybody should be put up about setting their own business. You know, it really is there for you. You can go on the films, you can work abroad, you can work on the cruise ships as a hairdresser. That was the best thing. I love that. I was 21. It's a long time ago, but, you know, what an exciting opportunity for anybody.
Absolutely.
Getting out there. So there are incredible options and avenues for this career. It's one of the very few careers that's very flexible with your lifestyle as well, and with your family, which at the time I didn't think, when I had children, it worked around that. So I was able to adjust and still happy to be there for my children and work and earn a living and an income at the same time. There's not many that can do that, Jackie.
No, absolutely not. So do you have some advice for our listeners about people who might be interested in retraining or starting their own business?
Yeah, first of all, is get in contact. Definitely get in contact with us. And we set up very informal chats, you know, even if you just want to ask questions and, you know, you're not ready to move forward at a time. That's not what this is about. This is about giving you advice and guidance, because there's a bit of a minefield out there finding a training academy, but also finding information. So, you know, just ring up for a chat. I mean, you can come into the academy, but if you prefer to do it via a Zoom, then we're very happy to do that. And we'll chat through any sort of career options and opportunities that are available. We always tend to say to a student that comes in, or a prospective student, or somebody about acquiring courses, where do you want to be? What's your final aim? And we'll have some that sit there and say, oh, I want to have a salon, or I want to work abroad. And we go, right, great. Let's work back from that. Let's put a plan in place that suits you and chooses you to go to that route. And you don't have to do the traditional full courses, you know, with the hair and the beauty. We can select which ones are the right options for you to do to get where you want. And that's where it's become far more flexible than it was when I was training. We're also very passionate about qualifications and standards, Jackie, because our industry is changing and regulation is on its way. So we are absolutely having to make sure, and we've always done it, I'm very passionate about it, is that you have the correct professional qualification. So we work with VTCT and ITEC. So they will give you access, not just to national access, but internationally. So you can follow your career through those two different areas, Jackie. And that's really important, because unfortunately, we know we are not regulated at the moment, and there are a lot of places out there that will offer what we call certificate of attendances or endorsed courses. Really and truly, you have to do your research and ask questions. So again, if anybody wanted to ask us, oh, I'm looking at this academy and they're offer this, we can say, yeah, that's great, that's a qualification, or no, that's not, that's going to limit you in your career and moving forward. We do a lot of upskilling, where we sometimes have students come back who did a course that wasn't recognised, and it was just a piece of paper saying that they did a waxing course, for example, or a colouring course, and it's not going to, they can't get insurance through it. So we do what we call upskilling to enable them to gain a professional qualification, which will support them.
That's fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Carolyn, for coming and telling us all about that. Sounds really, really exciting. Would you like to give us your website details, please, so people can get information?
Yes, of course. And we are called Omni Academy. So our website's www.omniacademy.co.uk.
Thank you very much, Carolyn.
Thank you.
That was Carolyn Cross, Principal of Omni Academy.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklands Radio.